new. They are again. Must be the Wednesday, because Shadows of the Night, Pat Benatar, Holly's on line 1, Anne is on line 2, Donna is on line 4, and Kim is on line 3. So that's the order. And it's standard at the moment. And why did we say 4 before 3? Because it's the one that appears in the future. But it goes by minutes. And we can see that the clock ticking on the door is that she's been there 3 minutes and 35 seconds, and Kim has been there 2 minutes and 52 seconds. So that's the one they were with. But I think that's probably okay. So somebody's just hung up there. We screened earlier on. We screened at the public sector dinner. And then they said, I can hardly hear them, as one person said. And that's the person that's called off, so it's kind of a strange that one. But never mind. Never mind. So we're going to say hello to Becky.
Hi. No, I can't hear a word that you're saying. You just jumbled up and echoing.
Jumbled up and echoing. Yes, Becky. Jumbled up and echoing. Okay, never mind. So, my voice is jumbled up and it can get a little badly, so, okay. I don't know what's causing it. I really don't know what's causing it. We'll get there, and that's all I can say. Okay. So, let's bring our first one in and say hello to Holly.
Whoa. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. No, I can't hear Ken at all.
Yeah, I'm glad you can hear me. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Oh, we're getting another snowstorm, but other than that.
It's Seattle, so it's raining.
I'd rather have rain than 20 inches of snow, but go ahead.
Yeah. What do you see for this job? I'm just overwhelmed right now.
I think that you need to take a couple steps back and take some days for yourself and do some relaxing.
Yeah, because I just feel like I went from one stress to another.
I think you did too. That's why I think you need to take some time off. And, you know, it doesn't have to be a while, but, you know, take a mental health day or something. Go do something fun.
I'm not going to say that. That won't come. No. I'll call in sick, but I would never say, I need a mental health day.
I would just call. I took many mental health days, but I didn't phrase it that way either.
Yeah.
Do you have any personal time or anything that you need to burn up before you leave?
I'm already gone, honey. I'm at my new job.
Already?
Yeah.
Last time I talked to you, you were...
I've been here since the 15th.
Oh, okay. Ever since I was in the hospital and stuff like that, I don't remember what day anything is. This whole month has just been one big flying by. But...
Yeah.
I do think that you did rush in from one job to another quickly, and you do need to take a little bit of time for yourself. And I know it's a new job, so you don't really want to take any time off. But, you know, on your day off, do something for you.
Yeah. But how do you see this new job going?
I think that once you get everything down and the routine down, I think you're going to enjoy it a lot more than your last job.
Yeah.
I think you're stressed right now because you're trying to learn everything. And, you know, that's the way all jobs, you know, we get in there and we're stressed because we think we're supposed to know everything right away. So it's going to be stressful until you get, the routine down. And I don't think that's going to take you very long at all. I mean, you mastered your old job, and quite frankly, you were anything from a mental health counselor to a bodyguard to a bounty hunter. So I think that you also have this feeling in the back of your head that this is too good to be true.
I do love where I'm living in downtown Seattle. It's just so fun. I love it.
I bet I bet it's absolutely amazing down there with all the little shops and the scenery and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, and the people are so much better than where I was.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I would like to go there one day, or, you know, for a vacation or something. It's just been one of the places that I've been interested in. Like you said, it's so nice and it's so neat and it's, you know, unique. So that's kind of adding a little bit to your stress because you kind of want to do everything at once and visit every, you know. It's like all of a sudden you're on sensory overload.
Yeah.
So, you know, you just kind of have to take a couple steps back and have the me day. You know,
yeah.
Where you get some good chocolate and go to a coffee shop and read or soak in the tub, or, you know, go to a favorite restaurant and things like that.
And this maintenance guy, he's just a kid. Do you know how long he'll be with us?
I'm thinking about at least 6 months.
Yeah.
But
he just has no urgency. He's just a slow walker. You know what I mean? Just.
How old is he?
This is not the right job for that. You got to be fast paced here.
Yeah. How old is he, though? Do you know?
I think he's 25 or 28.
Yeah. He's looking for the right job, and this isn't the job for him. It's, you know, holding him until he finds the right job. So I'm saying about 6 months, but, you know, he's in that age where that's the kind of the generation, and I don't want to say this negatively, but I've noticed that working out in the public myself, that's kind of the age of the generation where they didn't have the work ethic.
Yeah.
That older people have, where they know that they've got to do something and get it done. The ethic that I think he has is, if I don't get it done today, I can do it tomorrow.
Yeah. Too many tomorrows.
Yeah. Oh, and then I've got so much on my list to do, I don't know what I should prioritize first. You know, it's kind of that thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to have to do work and do some retraining with him.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, you've got the personality and you've got the attitude where I do think that you are going to be making progress with him by even, you know, you're personable, so when it's not going to sound like criticism coming from you.
Yeah.
But, you know, retrain him in the sense of urgency.
Yeah.
Or at least or at least, you know, teach them how to make a priority list. You know, this needs to be done today before I go home. This is what I have to do and get done this week. And, you know, kind of divide it out like that for him. And I think it'll be easier for him to figure it out. And I think once he gets a routine in like that, that you're not going to have to worry about him. But after about 6 months, don't be surprised if he finds another job.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else Spirit wants to tell me?
Since I've been talking to you, I keep getting music in my head. The word music.
Which one?
It's just the word music. So keep working on your music and keep sending it to both those guys that are interested in it. The one that's really busy and then the other one that you approached.
Mm-hmm.
Or he approached you. And keep working on it because it's getting into that time frame where I was thinking that you're going to start getting noticed.
Oh, that's good.
Definitely by spring.
Yeah.
But, you know yourself, it's a long process, especially when people are busy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that's it because we got more callers.
Okay. Well, take care.
Thank you. I will.
Yeah, next week I'll remember
so
that you all remember your new job.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, talk to you later.
Thank you, Holly. Okay. Can you hear me now? You hear me better now, Becky?
A lot better.
Okay. I've had to switch a few things off. It's interfering. Okay. Anne?
Hello.
Hi. What can I do for you today? Okay.
Yeah, I have been getting a lot of more messages now through smell. I'll just smell something out of the blue that's not around me at all. And yesterday I smelled incense really strongly. And so anything about who is it like a guide or is it more of a passed on loved one? And what are the messages they're trying to get to me through smelling up these things?
Well, sensing spirits by a sense of smell is one of the five clairs.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So I think your spiritual gifts are starting to really get strong.
Uh-huh.
And what the guides are telling you to do is to start. Do you work with your intuition at all?
Yes,
and
I'm trying to more so. You know, I'm trying to follow through more, but I don't see the connection of what that means. You know what I mean? If I smell something, to do what after that?
When you start smelling something, what I would do is ask them point blank, what kind of message are you trying to send me?
Okay.
Or ask, who is this trying to contact with me? Because what I'm getting is your guides are telling me that you're making a hop in your spiritual awakening.
A what?
So you're hopping from one vibrational level to the next.
Oh, okay.
And
got it.
So you're going to start getting a lot of messages that with these smells, and they're going to start throwing them at you more and more. And the more you work with it, the easier it's going to get with you.
Okay.
So one other thing that I think would work for you very well is when it's quiet and you don't have any smells, sit in a quiet place and see if you can get them to come to you.
I haven't tried that. Mm-hmm.
Because then when you can control and can get the spirits to come forward, and you've mastered that, then you can, your other clairsenses will come in, like clairvoyance or clairsentient or something like that. Because usually when you get one sense developed, then the others will start kicking in.
Got it.
Yeah, I feel that you have a very strong sensitivity and intuition. And
yeah,
your guides and your angels are telling you, now is the time for you to use this. And another
great
thing that I'm getting with you is, do you readings for people at all?
No, I'm not that level yet.
Okay.
I'm trying to get myself. I'm trying to first get messages for myself.
Yep. But what my guides are telling me is within a year you're going to be doing this with people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be like, it's going to come, there's urgency with it. It's going to come quick.
Yeah. I've been prepping for this. You know, I believe I've been growing over years. So it's not overnight, you know.
Great.
Ever.
But you've
yeah.
gotten to the point now where it's going to start coming quick.
Great. Okay.
And if it gets too quick, you can always step back and take a break.
Because
you don't want to be overloaded.
Right. Yeah, sleeping is so difficult. I would really like to sleep more.
You know, most, and this is what I found in my experience, that most psychic mediums have insomnia.
Yeah.
And what I and a few other psychics have gotten together and talked about it, and a lot of it is spirits trying to get our attention while we're sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
So, creating boundaries in saying, hey, you guys, you just can't visit me from this time till this time. You got to give me a break. You know, kind of learn to build a wall up so they can't keep getting into your head may help. Otherwise, the only other thing that I have found out that works with other mediums, especially, is prescription drugs. And, you know, if you, that gets to be a slippery slope because you get, so you have to depend on them.
To sleep. Mm-hmm.
But that is part of this if you're not sleeping very well. And don't be surprised if you get very vivid dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And usually those are spirits trying to get in touch with you or your spirit guide showing you a past life. So, but I really get a feeling with you that it's going to be a high energy year for you.
Great.
So,
I don't know if it's the full moon right now, but I'm really not. I'm very low energy the last 2 days, and
I
don't know if everybody's feeling that.
Well, you know, each sign is affected differently from this full moon, but the main thing of this full moon was releasing old things and developing new skills.
Okay.
So that fits with what's going on with you.
Yeah, definitely. Great.
The tiredness is probably you are releasing when you're supposed to be sleeping.
Okay.
So, but, and I think you are affected by the moon phases.
Mm-hmm.
So I would start keeping a moon phase journal. And if you feel like you just, you know, you have emotion or something and you don't know why, you know, write it down and then go back and see what kind of what the moon phase was.
Okay.
And see if you can track what phases you're affected by. Like, I'm the opposite. A lot of people feel energized and stuff at the full moon. I'm, like you've been going, really tired. And then with the new moon, I have a lot of energy.
Okay.
So, yeah, track that. But yeah, keep going with your spirit gifts, because there are they are going to be coming fast and furious. That's going to be your nickname for the years, Fast and Furious.
I'm ready for changes, so sounds good.
Oh, good. Keep in touch and let me know how things are going.
Okay, thank you so much. That was a big help.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. That's, who is that? That movie, The Fast and the Furious. Where are we going with? Okay. Donna.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I've been going through like a little challenge with a relationship, kind of an old present relationship. Well, finally, I let him go. I told him the whole shmeal, you know, I don't want to be like this no more, because it's a long story, but it's understandable. I wasn't around. He met someone, moved in with her, said it was a mistake now in May or whatever, but he don't call me. Like, it's not the same as it used to be, and I could just feel it's not right, so I decided to let him go. So I did, and after all that, I said, you know, I love you, but I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to be second best, and I'm not going to wait till you're good and ready. And at the end, he said, yeah, but aren't we going to Atlantic City? I said, what did I just tell you? And I just left it go. I just want to know, what is in his mind? Like, is he going to let this go? Because I am ready to let it go.
I think
it's hard.
I don't think that he really believes you right now.
Probably not.
I think that he is thinks that if he just kind of glosses over it, you'll drop it. And,
right.
You know, not want to talk about it anymore. So I think you're going to need persistence with him, because I do feel that you do need to be away from this relationship. You'll find out that once you're gone and out of it, how much you're going to blossom and really become the person that you were supposed to be. Because right now you're trying, or you're done trying, but you were trying to make things work with somebody who didn't have your best interest at heart. So,
Right. See, one time he really did. Like, he made me see something that no one's ever. I mean, I'm 56 years old. Showed me. He took me out to places. We did stuff, and it. I don't know. Maybe the real him came out. But this has been going on for like 5 years. Or, first my circumstances, then his circumstances, and it's just like. It's draining me. Like, if I knew that he was sincere and he really doesn't want this woman and he is just going to let the lease run out and then we're going to go back to the way we were, I would consider it. I mean, because he, to me, he wasn't really a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if where he is with this woman. Like, if he wants her and just wants to play games with me sometimes.
I think that he feels that you're going to stick around, and that when it's convenient for him, that he will have a relationship with you. But I honestly think that you need to step away and be very very strong with your boundaries, because as long as he thinks that he can come to you and with some story and that you take him back or whatever, it's just going to be a vicious cycle that you go through all the time. And you really deserve a lot better than what he's giving you.
I know, you know, like today, I've been alone for 2 years now. Me and my husband had an arrangement where, you know, we weren't together, but we were, you know, it happened sometimes. But he finally left, and I was scared and stuff, and that's when I backed off of this guy, Ervin. I backed off him, and he found someone, and it was understandable. I wasn't there, but like today, I paid my car off. I paid my bills off, and I was crying happy tears like I did it all myself, and I'm really happy, but I wish I was still kind of with him, but he says May when the lease runs up. I don't know if that's true or not.
I think he's stringing you along.
Oh, you feel he really does want this other woman, but he just wants to have me on this
on the side. For when it's convenient. I think this man is a narcissist, and deep down he thinks about him before he thinks about anybody else.
Right, just out of curiosity, I'm not, because I am moving on, because I'm at the point where I can feel the breakthrough, and I can even see, I'm a little bit intuitive myself, I think, like I could see a bright side. And so I do want to stay away, but do you see them staying together?
To be honest with you, that's like a third-party reading, and I can only honestly feel the energy with him connected to you. So, but without talking to him, I can't really read the energy that he has with the other woman. What I'm feeling is that the relationship that you two have isn't a healthy one.
Right.
And your guides and your angels and my guides are saying you deserve so much better.
Do you see someone coming in for me? Because they probably can read me, or you can read me now. I'm definitely done. I'm not going to do this no more. Like, because I'm like excited about meeting someone and having the real thing. Do you see it coming, or maybe not? It's okay.
Well, what you need to do first is you need to do a lot of healing and releasing from this relationship that you're ending now before you're really ready to get into a another serious relationship. But I do see you meeting guys and going out on dates and having fun. It's just you're not going to pop into a real serious relationship until closer to fall, I think. Because you don't want to carry any baggage from this relationship over into a new serious relationship.
Right. Yeah, that I won't do. Because this has been going on in the back of my head. I've been working on myself, too. I've been doing a lot of work. I've done a lot of work on myself the past couple years, and I'm really kind of proud of myself. But
yeah, you should be.
It's. You know, it's just that what we had before all this happened was really good, but I want that again, but maybe with a narcissist, don't they give you all that leeway and make you think, oh my God, you know, this is so great, it's like a fantasy, and then they just pull it from under you?
Yeah, that's kind of sums it up in one way, yeah. They they always want to be in control, and the main thing is that they think of themselves before they think of anybody else. So they will say things to you to make you feel that going out with them is the best thing that could have ever happened to you.
Right. The thing of it is, he did take me to them places. He did act on it.
Yeah, and sometimes they do. But I think that, you know, you've been with him long enough now that his feelings have changed and he doesn't think he needs to do that anymore. This is why, you know, you're getting out of the relationship, because he's gotten seeing another woman. That isn't fair to you. And if he's done this once, he's going to keep doing it. So my guides are waving these red flags around saying that you need to get away and you need to start having fun with other people and start looking for that next relationship, which, like I said, I think you're going to find a really nice guy towards the end of summer, first part of fall.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Donna. Oh, they're still calling you. Right, we're going to take a little break because we've got just one more person that's called in now. So we've got three more to go at the moment. Four, five, and six. And Donna, that we just taken there, was 9-3, so we'll take it nice and easy this evening, slow it down a bit. There we go. Somebody just left. Who was that? Oh, that was Donna. Right, okay. Gary Moore and Lona. We're getting a little bit lonely here tonight as well, because the call queue for a Wednesday night is kind of low. Now, my line four called off after her reading, which is not surprising, and line five would be next, would be Amala, and she's suddenly disappeared as I brought the microphone back on. Not there. So we have another die in just a moment. But before we do that, I want to remind people something, because there's something going on here that needs to be rectified. Hello, this is Ken speaking on behalf of Psychic Choice Radio. Close monitoring of a $1 donation will be forcefully implemented following tonight's broadcast. Those who can clearly show or state payment will get a place in the call queue above those who have not paid, up to but not limited to 8 people per 2-hour show. I repeat, close monitoring of a $1 donation will be forcefully implemented. Those who can clearly show or state payment will get a place in the call queue above those who have not paid, up to but not limited to 8 people per 2-hour show. Thank you. Well, thank you, Ken. But what does it mean? You know, forcefully implemented. We don't like to forcefully implement anything, but, you know, it's like, because when people start taking the proverbial, they call in night after night. We've been on air, 7 years now almost. And there are ones that regularly donate, never been asked for donations, but they do it anyway at the kindness of their heart. You know, this is say these are regular donators. Even before we started asking for donations, they were already giving. Some of the readers themselves actually dip into their pockets to support us. And why should they do it? Why should the readers have to dip into their pocket to support us when quite clearly it should be the callers and listeners that do that? It's because they respect us, and we seem to be losing that respect for some reason. Asking for a dollar as a donation is not actually begging for a dollar. It's not saying you will give a dollar. Forcefully implementing it, however, does seem to say, well, if you don't pay, then you won't get a reading. Those that got a reading there last night and the night before, but they go lower in the court queue against those that have bothered to actually send a donation through. And I hope that makes sense. Why shouldn't it be that way? You know, those that donate regular obviously will get a place in the court queue. We recognise their numbers and their names. And, you know, and then you can see who's donated that night. They will be put into the court queue in the order that they come into the show. So anybody that hasn't paid is missed. And they missed their place in the court queue. So if they were, say, on line two, and line three happens to donate, then line two is going to drop down one. It's quite simple. Because line one pays, and line three pays, but line two doesn't. You know, it's not difficult to work out, you know. But it has to be done. It has to be done in order to make people understand that they can't slip through the loop, so to speak. Okay. So there's another one that's gone now. So there is nobody here now. That person that was just there is gone as well now. So, okay, we've frightened them away by asking for $1. But, you know, there's no other show that asks for money. There's no other show that asks for a donation. There's no other show that needs a donation. That's what you should be thinking. Thank you. So we treat you good on this station, don't we? You've heard Gary Moore and Chris Rea this evening. Okay, we do have a caller. Donna and Amala's gone, but we've just had a caller call in. So let's see who they are. Okay, Area 301.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What can I do for you?
I'm just calling about my younger brother, and I'm a bit concerned about him and his business that he's running, how he's handling his business. To see him, things getting better.
What kind of business does he run?
He's involved with selling used cars.
Okay. I think the next few months are going to be kind of rough for him. But I feel that if he can hold out until the middle of spring into early summer, that things will start picking up.
Okay.
I think that there's been some bad choices and bad decisions that have been made, and not consciously or on purpose, but just things that have happened.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
he needs to kind of not only learn from that, but kind of get through the consequences of what happened.
Yes.
So once that happens, I believe that he's going to be able to move forward with it, and it's going to become, I can't see right now if it's going to be a huge success, but it's going to be more successful than he's had in the past.
What do you think about some of the people he surrounds himself with?
Well, that is something, you know, that's his journey. I do feel that there are people who are trying to take advantage of him.
Mm-hmm.
But he's the one who ultimately has to make the choice whether or not he allows them to.
Right.
So there's not a lot that you can really do about it except be there and support him when he needs it, and when, you know, be the shoulder to cry on, or if he needs to vent or something like that. But
he doesn't tell me.
Well, you know, if he needs you, you need to be there. But I wouldn't push him on this, because I think that he'll get very defensive, and he'll kind of like shut up about it, and you'll never hear. I mean, he won't even call you. How am I going to say this? He's going to get very defensive and very, he's going to do things. I'm trying to think of the words here. He's not going to talk to you or confide in you if he thinks that you're being too intrusive.
Yeah, he's not doing that now. But, you know, financially, I've tried to help him out, and I need him to step up and pay up some of that money to not owe to me, to the credit card company.
Well, you need to make boundaries with him as well, so he doesn't take advantage of you like that.
Right. I mean, he makes payments, but it needs to be more. And in order for that to happen, he needs to face facts for what they are.
Right. But I believe he's also the type of person that if you push him, he pushes back. Or that if you push him, he's a very stubborn person.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you're going to have to approach it very carefully, but you need to make sure that he does pay you back because it's affecting you, and that you make the boundaries that even if he, you know, he needs to pay you more.
Right, it's not me, right. I mean, it's the credit card that I just need the payments to be larger. He does pay every month, but, you know, you ran that up, and that's a whole other case there. Yeah.
So
I
don't blame you. It's not something that's going to be resolved very quickly.
I know.
But I think that you'll notice a big change towards the end of spring, the first part of summer. I think he's going through right now a time where he's like weeding out and defining who are the toxic people in his life. And who have taken advantage of him. And that's another thing that he's working on that'll be in place at that time.
Good.
So it's things are going to happen. It's just a matter of it's going to take a little time.
Because it didn't happen overnight.
That's very true.
This has been a mess for a long time.
Yeah. But I do think that he is trying to make an effort of making things right.
Okay. That gives me a little hope there.
Yeah. And, you know, call back in and keep me informed of how things are going.
I will. I certainly will.
So you take care.
You too, and thank you so very much.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay. Right. Now then, we're back to where we started before the music. Amala and our second donor of the evening called off. So we would have had another donor there, but they didn't stay for whatever reasons. I don't know. There's something going on there that's making people leave. But we're going to have to find more music now. I don't know what we've got, but we'll find something. Ooh, are we getting tired? Yeah, we're getting tired of looking at a blank studio. They're down there. I could rabbit on, but what's the point? What is the point? Okay, paranoid rambling. Because there's something going on that Ken doesn't quite follow, doesn't quite understand. And it could be down to insanity, or it could be down to paranoia, I don't know. But there's something going on. And, you know, people are shying away from us. And I can't believe it's for the sake of a dollar. I really can't. It's nothing to do with the readers. We've had amazing shows on a Wednesday night in the past. It's got nothing to do with Becky, I'm sure. But nothing to do with any of the other readers, I'm sure. And when I say I'm sure, I can go back to past episodes. There's past episodes that go back there over 6 years, when we've had 15 to 20 people in a call queue. And we've got through them in a 2-hour show. So, you know, there's something changed. And it's not because of me speaking too much and asking. It's not because we're playing too much music, because that can stop any time. You know, we don't have to do that. Anyway, tomorrow evening, we have a gentleman that's been introduced to us by Denise Grigg. And this is a gentleman called Michael Boyd. Michael lives here in the UK. I'm looking forward to that because he is a spiritualist minister. So he connects pretty much in the same way as Denise does to the spirit world. People seem to like that type of thing. I don't know why. But we have asked over 6-7 years whether that's the type of shows that you want. And we gave you those shows initially when we started. And it was soon found out that people didn't want those sort of shows every night. We wanted variety. We gave you variety and we took it back. Why did we take it back? Because people didn't want it anymore. So we kind of stopped giving. But we're not going to stop giving just because we're not getting the dollars coming in. Or we're not getting the donations or other support. Because we will stay on air in one shape or form. And it might mean that we have to utilise 2 free studios. When we're going to utilise 2 free studios, we can do 30 minutes live with a 15 minutes archive, which means that we're getting 45 minutes per studio, and then we will switch. We'll simply switch the number and you will call into a second studio. That way we can give you an hour and a half for absolutely nothing at all. It costs you nothing, it costs me nothing. And this is going to happen very soon now if we don't get some sort of gratitude or respect for what we do. We've been on air 7 years. We really don't need this. You know, we really are
more than due our respect, the readers and what we do here. I'm not blowing my own trumpet when I say this, but we've been on air 7 years now almost. It started off as a community, and that's what I thought it was. But it showed that it's not that community that I thought it was. If it was, then the people would be here tonight and every night. You know, it's just ridiculous. We do have a new caller, so we're going to carry on. I think we have Kathleen now.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Lori, I just tuned in to hear you guys.
How are you doing?
I got a headache today, so I'm kind of taking it easy.
What can I do for you today?
I guess anything you see. I'm just happy to listen to your show.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Are there some changes coming up in your life? I feel that there's some things that are working in the background, making some changes for you.
Well, I'm hoping that it gets better.
I think it will. I think that's what I'm seeing, because I'm seeing colors around you, and usually that's really a positive thing. So I think spring's going to be a time for you that things are going to go really well. It's going to be the start of a very positive cycle.
Good. I hope so. That'd be nice.
Yep. I think, you know, your guides and your angels are kind of nodding. So, yeah, I think they're starting to help you more as well.
Well, that's good news. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You have a good day.
Thank you, Laura.
You too.
Thank you.
Sorry for calling you Kathleen there, because I get the numbers mixed up. And it's because they're on, they both come from the same area code. That's where we get mixed up. But Becky, it's been that sort of night, you know, where we've kind of had to break the show up with music. Because the shows are not scripted, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we can't actually just pull something out of the hat on the spur of the moment. It's just not practical. You know, it's just like we've got no script, and we can only give what spirit gives us to give you. And, you know, it's not working through any script here or anything. You know, it's just like there's no pre-programming of any kind. So all we can do. Let me see what music we've got left. I'd say I haven't really got a lot left now, as I say. I put a piece of music in there, but I can see by the minutes that it hasn't loaded properly. And it should be a lot longer. But we'll have this one, and then we'll use the little snippet of music to play out with, perhaps.
Same as it ever was.